Well, greetings to you in Jesus Christ's wonderful name. This is Steve Clark, and here we are on the first day of the month. We are already on day six of this teaching on righteousness. There's a lot more that needs to be shared and a lot more that could be shared on this topic. And we're going to start today in Romans chapter 8. We're going to look at one thing there, and then we're going to go over to Romans chapter 9 and 10. So let's pray. Father, I do thank you for your blessings to us. Thank you for your word. Thank you that you've given us your word. And I pray, Father, that you would open up the minds of our understanding, that we would be able to understand your word. I pray for grace and help as you, as I teach this, that you would speak through me. And Lord, help us to just be able to apply these things to our lives. Help us to be able to understand these things and to walk in righteousness in before you, Lord. I thank you and ask your blessing. Amen. Okay, well, the one thing that I want us to look in chapter 8 for is I want us to notice something here in the very beginning of this chapter. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh. That word condemn means to judge or to judge against. So, and then it goes on in verse 4, it says, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The law of righteousness, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. This word law is used in the book of Romans over and over again. Romans chapter 2, it's used 20 times. The word law. Romans chapter 3, it's used 11 times. Romans chapter 4 is used 5 times. And in chapter 5, 3 times. Chapter 6, 2 times. Chapter 7, 23 times. And here in chapter 8, it's also used 5 times. And so here, in this place, in Romans 4, or Romans 8, 4, it says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And if you notice here in chapter 8, there's the Spirit is talked about a lot, that if we walk after the Spirit, we're not going to fulfill the lusts of the flesh. If we there's no condemnation to them that which are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And for what the law, verse 3, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. And so here, Jesus Christ came not to abolish the law, as we see in another place, but to fulfill the law. He came that his life would be the fulfillment of this righteousness that he wants to bring to this world. And it's not through the law that Moses gave, but it's through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And we're going to see that in Romans 9 now. We're going to see what happened here. If you, Romans 9 is a very difficult chapter to understand. A lot of people are confused with this chapter. God says that he's going, or that he loves Jacob and hates Esau. He says that he hardens Pharaoh's heart. He says he has out of one vessel, he makes one unto honor and another unto dishonor. I actually, the last time I had the daily inspiration, I talked about this chapter in detail. And so if you would like to talk to me about this sometime, you can call me on my cell phone. I'll give you the number here. And if you have, you know, a problem understanding this, you don't know really what it's trying to say here, you didn't maybe listen to the daily inspiration last time, a couple months ago when I shared this, I'd be happy to try to answer your questions here. My cell phone number is 717-333-1786. And I might not always answer the phone, but you can leave a message and I'll give you a call back. That's 717-333-1786. But I want to skip down to the end of Romans chapter 9, where it talks about righteousness. In verse 30, it says, "What shall we say then? That the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness, have attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness, hath not attained to the law of righteousness. Wherefore, because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law." And this is what I've been trying to share these last several days. And this was actually the inspiration, these verses here, and on into 10, these were the inspiration for this study on righteousness, but it was from this chapter, because here we have the Gentiles, which followed not after righteousness. They were living for themselves. These are the Gentiles during the time of Christ and Jesus. He came and preached to the Jews and very little to the Gentiles. But when the church was established, many Gentiles started coming in and being part of the church. They believed the gospel. They believed the message that I've talked about here these last few days. They believed that, and they were saved. They were born again, and they made up a good part of the church. There were Jews also, but there were many Gentiles, and a lot of it was through the preaching of Paul, but also the other apostles were instrumental in bringing light to the Gentiles, and the Gentiles believed. Here they were. They didn't follow after righteousness, but they attained to righteousness, even the righteousness which is of faith, because they believed in Christ, they believed the gospel, they believed the work that Christ did. They became saved, and they became righteous through their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, as we've been sharing here. But Israel, which followed after the law of righteousness. Here they had the law. They were trying to keep the law by their works. They were trying to do all the feasts and all the different things. They were trying to keep all the commandments and all these different things that they were supposed to do, many different things. They followed after the law of righteousness, have not attained to the law of righteousness. Why or wherefore? Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law. They were trying to be saved by their own works, by doing good, by doing all these things that they weren't believing in Christ. They were believing in their works, that if they would do certain things that God would be pleased with them and they would be saved. But they weren't saved because they didn't believe in Christ. We need to believe in Jesus Christ and all that he has done, like I've said over and over again in these last few days. And it goes on there in verse 32, "Wherefore," or why? "Because they sought it not by faith, but as it were by the works of the law, for they stumbled at the stumbling stone." Who is the stumbling stone? It's Jesus Christ. The Jews did not believe, many of them did not believe in Jesus Christ. They didn't believe that he was the Messiah. They didn't believe that he was God come in the flesh. They stumbled at the stumbling stone. They didn't believe. They didn't have faith. Even though they were doing many good things, they were keeping many commandments. They weren't keeping them all perfectly. No one could. And that's why Jesus came, because no one could be saved by keeping the law. But the Jews, they stumbled at the stumbling stone, which was Jesus Christ. And it says in verse 33, as it is written, behold, I lay in Zion a stumbling stone and a rock of offense, and whosoever believeth on him, on Jesus Christ, shall not be ashamed. And so, here again it says, believeth on him, believing in Christ's work, not in our own righteousness. Well, it goes on, verse chapter 10, brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel or for the Jews is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. Here they are very zealous about certain things, and even about the living God, the real God, God the Father, Jehovah. But they didn't believe in the Messiah. They didn't believe in the promised Messiah that would come and deliver them. They rejected him. Many of the Jews did. Not all. But they have a zeal of God, but not according to knowledge. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness, God's righteousness was sending Christ to this earth, and all who believe in him would be saved. For they being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. And so this shows us that the Jews, they were zealous, they dressed a certain way, they, you know, the men, they wore little caps on their head, they did all these different things, seeking to establish their own righteousness. They were going about to establish their own righteousness by doing things and their prayers and all these things. A lot of them are very good and right things, but they weren't believing in Christ. And that's the same way it is today with a lot of church circles. There's, you know, you do this or you do that or whatever, and you think you're going to be saved because of what you're doing, but it's establishing your own righteousness, and it's not because you have faith in Christ that you're doing these things, but maybe it's because of church rules or a lifestyle that you want to maintain or whatever. And if somebody is trying to establish their own righteousness, no matter how good it is, even though it was a lot of the things the Jews were doing were good things, even things that God commanded, but they were establishing their own righteousness, according to right here, Romans 10, chapter or verse 3. because they have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. Here it is again, believing. For Moses describeth the righteousness which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. But the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. And then it goes on and says, it quotes a few verses out of the Old Testament. Say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from the dead, in parentheses there. Or who shall descend into the deep? That is to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we speak. The word of faith which we speak. And I'm not exactly sure what all of that means. It seems like it's the according to what the Old Testament says and what it's saying here. It seems that this word is here. The word, not only the spoken word, but also the living word, the Lord Jesus Christ. It's close, it's near us, and we need to believe in him. And then it goes on and it says, verse 8, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that it, that is the word of faith which we speak, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. These are promises from God. If we believe in Christ, if we believe in the work that he has done, and if we confess it with our mouth, we believe in our heart that Jesus was raised from the dead, we're going to be saved. These are promises from God. And tomorrow what I would like to look at is this whole thing where it says we can't know that we're saved. We can't, you know, we just have to hope for a salvation. We can't know that we're saved. Well, this is what I'd like to look at tomorrow. And it has... I want you to think about this, because read these verses through. These are promises from God, and if we believe God's promises, we will be saved. So God bless you. Thank you for calling in, and Lord willing, we'll share some more tomorrow. Thank you. Bye.